Hi everyone, it's Linda here from the Health Forum NZ. I just wanted to share with you a new OIA, which is like a FOIA or Freedom of Information application here in New Zealand. It's just come out in the last week in response to questions from Ali Cook. The reference number for the OIA is HNZ00061156, and it was a request to Health New Zealand. So basically the applicant wanted to know the number of emergency department admissions for New Zealanders aged 40 and younger divided by year, so annual admissions from 2019 through to June of 2024. Obviously 2024 figures, we can just extrapolate out what a full year is likely to be. So it's quite a stunning OIA, remembering that this is traditionally our young, healthy, working age population. So the number of unique presentations to emergency departments in New Zealand with chest pain, 2019 there were 2,219 presentations, 2020 4,406 presentations. 2021, this jumped from 4,400 in 1 year, jumped to 13,063 presentations at emergency departments in New Zealand hospitals. 2022, a massive jump again, up to 21,416 presentations. 2023, 20,005 presentations, and 2024 we're on track for it being by far our busiest year ever with chest pain presentations in young people in New Zealand. So through to June of 2024 we've had 14,639 emergency department presentations, so if we extrapolate that out for another 6 months we're looking at 28,000-29,000 presentations. So what happened in New Zealand in 2021? In February 2021, we started population-wide rollout of Pfizer mRNA. And in November of that year, we also had employment mandates, vaccine employment mandates applied to approximately 40% of all people working in New Zealand. So we need to ask, is there a direct link? Is there a correlation between young, previously healthy people presenting to A&E with chest pain and our massive population-wide uptake of Pfizer mRNA, given all that we know about, especially this young demographic, males in their teens, 20s and 30s. And their increased risk of cardiac issues, especially myocarditis and pericarditis. So this blog, it's fairly lengthy, but it's really worth the read. Dr. Guy Hatchard, I will pop the link under here. And I'm wondering why it's taken an OIA for New Zealanders to learn about this. Why has Health New Zealand not been speaking about this? Why has this not been illuminated in our legacy media? Interesting questions to ponder.